From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Kenyans voted Thursday in the country's second presidential election. Turnout appears significantly lower than it was for the August 8th election. Violent protests erupted in some opposition strongholds. At least two people were shot dead during clashes between police and protesters. Security issues have forced voting in several areas to be delayed until Saturday. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig reports.
A poll worker in Nairobi's Mathare slum said that out of 656 registered voters at that location, only about 50 people came to vote between 6 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thursday. She said that during the August election, more than 200 voters cast ballots during the same period. Opposition leader Raila Odinga instructed his supporters to boycott this election after his demands to delay the vote and replace members of the Electoral Commission were turned down. President Uhuru Kenyatta, the winner of the first election, which the Supreme Court nullified, said Thursday that 90% of the country is calm, is peaceful, and is voting. He also said the rights of both those who choose to vote and those who choose to boycott should be respected. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
American defense officials briefed lawmakers on Thursday about the Islamic State ambush attack in Niger earlier this month that killed four American soldiers. They discussed the October 4th firefight in a closed-door session of the Senate Armed Forces Committee. The House Armed Services Committee held a separate hearing. Defense Department officials are in the midst of an investigation of the attack that occurred near the Niger-Mali border and took the lives of the four Special Forces troops, even as details remain murky of how the attack unfolded. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has no role to play in the future of the country. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva. The last scheduled stop on Tillerson's week-long trip to the Middle East and South Asia.
Syria's civil war has gone on for more than 6 years. Nearly 500,000 people have been killed and around 11 million have been displaced, both inside and outside the country. Despite the bleak picture, Tillerson sees positive signs toward a political resolution to this crisis. He says the militant Islamic State group is on the brink of defeat and the United States is continuing to de-escalate violence in Syria. He says the United States wants to see Syria emerge from this war as a whole and unified country, a country in which President Bashar al-Assad has no role to play.
I've said this many times as well, that we do not believe there is a future for the Assad regime, the Assad family. I think I've said it on a number of occasions. The reign of the Assad family is coming to an end, and the only issue is how should that be brought about? And we believe it can be brought about and will be brought about.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In Turkey, eight rights activists were freed from jail near Istanbul by a court early Thursday. They're among 11 who still await a verdict on terrorism charges. They face up to 15 years in prison in a case that's drawn international condemnation as Turkey cracks down on those suspected of taking part in last year's failed coup. The social media company Twitter on Thursday announced it would block any advertising on its platform from Russian-sponsored news outlets Sputnik and RT. The company, in a statement on its blog, said it took the step as part of its ongoing commitment to help protect the integrity of the user experience on Twitter. Hundreds of thousands of people surrounded the Thai royal palace, and millions more gathered at shrines around the country Thursday to bid their final farewells to their revered king after a year of official mourning. And President Trump on Thursday declared a nationwide public health emergency to address an escalating opioid crisis that killed more than 175 people each day last year. He said, "We cannot allow this to continue. At the White House, he said, "We can be the generation that ends the opioid epidemic. We can do it." He said urgent action is necessary to confront the drug overdose crisis, which is said to now be the leading cause of unintentional death in the U.S. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.